Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram, and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. Hello. I am about to attempt something new. I am going to create a podcast that reviews the waning moon cycle from the full moon that we just had in Aquarius through to the new moon in Virgo at the end of August. If you've been following my posts, you'll know that I've been posting to my website and Facebook and Instagram at each point along those cycles, the disseminating moon in this case, the last quarter, the balsamic, and points in between. But I have not done a full overview, nor have I podcasted. So this is going to be a new thing. And I've been thinking about doing it, wanting to do it. I'm doing it today. I can't promise that I will keep this up for each cycle because it requires me to change a number of things in order to get prepped to do this. At the same time, this is a goal, and I am doing this for the first time today. And so what I'm going to do is ask for feedback from my listeners. When you hear this, is this something that sounds helpful to you? Is this something that is worthwhile, that you're interested in listening to? Because that will give me some feedback and potentially some motivation to do the prep work I need to do in advance to be able to have these ready. So, beginning with the disseminating moon, let's dive into this. On August 19th, which is tomorrow at 11:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we will enter the disseminating moon phase. This is the first phase past the full moon phase. So clearly, the full moon itself happens at the exact conjunction, but we actually remain in the full moon phase for several days after we reach that point. During that time, we are continuing to understand and unpack whatever illuminations have come forward, whatever we're learning, seeing, being exposed to during that full moon time. As we move beyond the illuminations of the full moon, it's time to share. This is what disseminating means. At this disseminating moon, which is in Aries, we are ready to shout. This Aries moon tightly trines Mercury in Leo. A wider trine to Jupiter in Sagittarius completes a circle of fire. This energy is bold, dramatic, and confident. The moon is not at her strongest in Aries, but here in the first decan, the first 10 degrees of this sign, she can connect with her own sovereignty. Buoyed up by Mercury and Jupiter, she knows she has something important to share. She knows others will be listening. This moon does square Saturn with a wider square to the nodes of the moon. Any message from Saturn to slow down is likely to be answered by saying the time to act is now. Fate is calling. There's no time to wait. Venus remains hidden with the sun. She may feel a bit out of reach at this point, but she's definitely there. Mars has entered Virgo. He, ruling the moon, might convince the fiery planets to take a breath and consider what the next steps actually are. He wants to focus on how to be of service. We're likely to feel fired up with enthusiasm and the conviction we are right. This energy can take us far, helping to initiate actions based on our full moon visions. And if you remember, the Aquarius full moon was all about vision. As long as we avoid believing in our own hype, talking down to others, or feeling hurt if others aren't immediately jumping on our bandwagon, these days of the disseminating moon can feel glorious. Within the disseminating moon phase, we reach a trine between the moon and the sun, a waning trine. This will happen at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, on August 20th, the day after the disseminating moon. This waning trine is also in Aries, and I'm calling this one the waning trine of crazy allies. This trine offers the potential for deep insight. Trines are tricky things, though. They're easy to miss if we're not watching out for them. We are not likely to miss this trine. The insight is likely to be offered by helpers who seem more than a little weird. The danger here is we can refuse to engage and miss out on the best advice yet. A late Aries moon trines the late Leo sun and Venus. The moon is just past a conjunction with Eris, the chaos goddess, and applying to conjunct Uranus, the trickster revolutionary. A moon in Aries is ready to take risks. Still, when faced with a fierce goddess who creates disruption and chaos, and a radical trickster god who loves turning everything upside down, would you stick around to listen? This last decan of Aries holds the potential to find harmony, and a trine would certainly support that, even when everything feels crazy. Remember the old tales in which the fool is the one with the wisdom, or the ugly old hag transforms into the beautiful goddess of the land. Chaotic figures can be our very best allies. If unusual messengers show up for you on this day, treat them kindly. Listen carefully. They might really know. On August 23rd at 11:56 a.m., so just before noon Eastern Daylight Time, we reached the last quarter moon. This is a turning point. Energy shifts from sharing with the world to considering our own situation. How are we? What do we need? It feels like time to stop adventuring and head home. In the hero cycle, Joseph Campbell's hero cycle, we've reached the threshold of the return. We achieved our goal. We're heroes. And yet, the journey is not complete until we bring the gifts we've won back to the community we left behind. We now face the realization that this quest has changed us. We are not who we were. What will happen when we get home? The sun and moon have each made significant shifts. The sun is at zero Virgo, the moon at zero Gemini. The Gemini moon, fresh from her encounters with Uranus and Eris, is ready to change. But how? Which new version of us should be embraced and which set aside? Which path is truly ours? There's so many choices. The moon opposes Ceres, the goddess Demeter, creating a T-square with the sun. If the moon feels distracted and confused by all the Gemini things, sun and Ceres counsel prudence, attention to detail, and a focus on healing. Think of the stories in which the hero or heroine must accomplish a monumental and also boring task, moving a large pile of rice, one grain at a time, or carrying a lake to a new place with only a spoon. Such challenges could make distractible Gemini despair and run away. The sun in Virgo and Ceres in Sagittarius remind us anything is possible if done with care and focus. Our task at this last quarter moon is to take one step, then another, then another. Before we know it, this important threshold will be crossed. Within the last quarter phase, we reach a sextile between the moon and the sun. This also is a moment of insight and understanding. This will arrive August 25th at 9:33 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The sextile happens just after the moon enters her own sign of Cancer. The understanding is that we are here to care for each other. Glancing at the chart for this sextile moment, we see that where everything was grouped in Leo, we now have the Sun, Venus, Mars, and Mercury all in Virgo. We feel a new sense of grounded humility, of attention to detail, and dedication to be of service. Venus has just passed her conjunction with Mars, so our values and actions align in this mutable Earth sign of Virgo. The Virgo group squares Chiron in Aries, reminding us of the many wounds in ourselves, others, and the world that cry out for healing. At the moment of this sextile, the Cancer moon says yes. This moon is strong in her commitment to nurture others. Remember what Sam Gamgee did in The Lord of the Rings when he finally reached his home. All enemies finally vanquished. Hobbiton, by that point, also needed healing, and Sam knew what to do. He shared the magical earth Galadriel had given him that he had carried throughout his entire journey, all the way through Mordor and every place else he went. He sprinkled it through the Shire, creating fertile ground for new, rich growth. Likewise, at this sextile, we know in our hearts that our gifts are meant to be shared, not hoarded. We can nurture our communities and our world. On August 27th, at 1:05 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so overnight on the 26th, we reach the balsamic moon. This last phase before we reach the new moon is the time when we are looking within, doing our own preparation for the next new moon to come. This moon is still in Cancer, and the focus of this balsamic period is self-care. At the balsamic moon, energies turn inward. The new moon, which we are now preparing for, is only a few days away. This moon in Cancer is conjunct her own north node, which creates an interesting challenge. The north node, the point of the future, what is coming into our lives, is something we are meant to move toward. Yet it's also a point we struggle with. It's new, unfamiliar, and so we can hesitate, stop, feel doubts, not being sure that we're capable, that we're ready for what the North Node represents. The message of this balsamic moon, which can be surprisingly difficult for many of us to accept, is that self-care is not selfish. The image Austin Coppock, in his book 36 Faces, offers for this second decan of Cancer is a walled garden. As we enter this balsamic phase, we must realize that it is ourselves, each of us, who must be protected and nurtured within these garden walls. If we do not take care of our own needs, we cannot offer support, nurturance, care, and healing to others. Well, we can for a while, but then we're done, exhausted, depleted. It's not enough to say we have to take care of ourselves because we want to model that to others. Here, in this balsamic phase, we are asked to embrace the idea that we need to take care of ourselves for us. Self-care includes being able to read our desires, being in touch with our bodies, and understanding our own hearts. There is potentially another lesson here that the Cancer moon might find difficult. Sometimes the best kind of care we can offer someone, something, a group, is to let it go. This too can be part of our self-care. We are in the phase of letting go, after all, which is not something the sign of Cancer is especially good at. At the North Node, this moon has passed her opposition with Saturn and moves to oppose Pluto, two transits that point to the possibility of having to do hard things. The moon also trines Neptune, who in this time of self-care can offer sleep, reverie, and dreams. Sometimes the way forward might be confusing. Sometimes we see the big picture. And sometimes magic arrives, unlooked for, but welcome all the same. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a fruitful time as we move from the full moon to the new moon, passing through the phases and transits that I've just shared with you. Please understand that these will be most productive and most meaningful for you if you are familiar with your own birth chart. Each thing I've shared may be true for you or not, based on your own birth chart, where your moon is, where your other placements are, so how these transits will be affecting you. I invite you to get a hold of your birth chart if you haven't, to take a look at it if you have, and to consider where the moon will be traveling, where the other inner planets will be making this transition from the creative fire of Leo to the calm, service-oriented focus of Virgo over the next couple of weeks. Let me know what you think of this podcast. And as always, thank you for listening.